This is Dr. Singhal Bikhtiri from the Willard Great Lakes Crossing patient. First name is Linda, last name is Evans, E-V-A-N-S. Date of birth is 10/23/1953. Date of evaluation 7/21/2023. Next paragraph, HPI history page. Psychiatric evaluation for management of patients' anxiety and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 69 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 7/14/2023 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital, Dearborn. Patient chart indicates history of Hodgkin's lymphoma, renal failure, aortic valve replacement, COPD, CHF, diabetes. Period hospital records indicates that she was on vent dependent respiratory failure. Patient was also found to be positive. Patient's urine was also found to be positive for heroin and fentanyl. She was admitted here in Buspar, 7.5 milligram BID, and medical staff recently added clonopin 0.5 milligram at HS. Period. Patient somewhat of a poor historian. She was initially oriented to self. She told me that she had some kind of heart problem leading to hospitalization. She had some trouble finding words. Period. She told me that she has three children, but one passed away. She told me that she was a secretary. In the middle of the evaluation, patient dozed off and became unresponsive to a sternal rub. Period. Nurse was called. Patient was given Narcan and EMS called, and she was transferred to hospital for mental status changes. It's not clear if she had any access to any kind of opioids or experienced any other medical event. Next paragraph. Review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, not known, prior outpatient alcohol, substance abuse treatment, not known. Number of psychiatric hospitalization unknown. Privacy of suicide attempts not known. Next paragraph. Social history. Current occupation, retired as a secretary. Relationship, number of children, three, one passed away. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required form and chart, nursing. Here I left a message for patient's daughter to call me back. Next paragraph, under history and habits, see medical surgical history as reported HPI under review of history and habits. Next paragraph, blood pressure 144/76, pulse 74, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative initially, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech, trouble finding words, mood. Thymic thought processes, periods of confusion, perceptual disturbances, non-reported level of consciousness, alert. but became unresponsive as the interview progressed. Orientation self only, memory unable to assess, fund of knowledge unable to assess, judgment and insight limb poor. Next paragraph, medications, under current medication, Buspar 7.5 milligram BID and Clonopin 0.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Opioid use unspecified with other opioid induced disorder F11.988. Next paragraph number two, delirium due to unknown due to known physiological condition F45. Under opioid use disorder, patient became more alert after Narcan injection was given by nurse. Next paragraph, for disposition, patient was sent to ER for further evaluation and stabilization of her condition. She has multiple underlying medical conditions which could also contribute to her mental status changes. Next paragraph, procedure 9.9. Three or four, end of dictation.